You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I'm really excited that you're joining me today because my guest today is my personal mentor and coach, Patty Aubrey. She is a New York Times bestselling author and the woman behind the million-dollar brand Chicken Soup for the Soul. Patty is here today to talk to us of how important it is for women to show up, stand up, and speak up for themselves in order to reach the life of their dreams. In her coaching practice, Patty empowers women to give themselves permission to have it all. This is super important because whether you're a business owner, full-time mom, or simply a woman who wants to endure life at a deeper level, it all starts with granting yourself permission. Every woman faces unique pressures, obstacles, and challenges, but it's how you show up and overcome them that defines your life. You may not know exactly what you want or how you get there, but Patty is the perfect person to empower and support you on the journey. You can learn more about Patty's work at www.pattyaubrey.com. That's PattyAubrey.com. It is going to be an amazing show, and I can't wait to share this experience with you. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I am really excited that you're here. I think you have a great topic to talk about, especially for women. And you were mentioning that you have a program called Permission Granted. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know so much about it because I think it's going to help a lot of people. So can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, sure. So for me, I don't think I really is as successful as I was over the years. You know, I started the Chicken Soup for the Soul company with Jack, and we published 230 books and did all kinds of things, sold the company for a lot of money, had a great success record. I had 14 New York Times bestsellers of my own, but I never really gave myself permission to be seen. And I never gave myself permission to own my results. And I was constantly like hiding. You know, I'd hide behind Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, who were sort of known as the founders of Chicken Soup, although I was there with them, in fact, before Mark was even on the scene. And so if you caught me in a limousine with Jack and someone said, "What do you do?" I'd be like, nothing, you know, and then he'd be like, "Well, I'm a New York Times bestseller and I do this and that." And so I started to notice over time that I was getting really resentful. Mm-hmm. And I started to get passive aggressive with him and just in general, and to the place where I'm like, I need to take my advice and use it, you know? And I joke, and you've heard me say, someday I'll write a book called Take My Advice. I'm not using it, right? But what I realized was unless I gave myself permission to show up fully, and it's kind of scary because when you actually do that, then you also are more responsible for the outcomes. Mm-hmm. And so it was easy for me to kind of say, oh, he should ask me to do more things, or he should want to promote this more for me, or he should want to run a program with me or ask me to do a book instead of me asking him to do one. And so what I realized was that, first of all, men aren't mind readers. And so if I wanted something, I had to be clear about what it was and I had to ask for it and I had to take action on it. And I think for women, a lot of us don't give ourselves permission to even ask ourselves, what do we want? And if I asked a group of women right now, they'd say, I want my kids to go to this college. Mm-hmm. I want my husband to do this. It's like, no, what do you want for you? Mm-hmm. And so really having to dig deep into that and getting really clear about what did I want to do? And what I realized was I really wanted to help other women show up, speak up, and stand up. And I think it all kind of, and I've been kind of noodling it for a while. And my mom got diagnosed with cancer and was dying. And wow. So on her deathbed, she basically said to me, promise me that you will not hide behind that man. Promise me that you will show up as the daughter that I know you are. And I didn't raise a daughter to be invisible. And so for me, it was really taking that next step from going from invisible to visible and owning it. And as successful as I'd been, it was awkward. And I would compare myself and, well, I didn't go to Harvard and I went to San Diego State. I'm a Valley girl and I got lucky and none of this was, you know, I mean, I told myself every story that I think a lot of us tell ourselves that don't support our growth, you know? And so actually the reality is we get to choose the stories we tell ourselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lots of stories are, well, I can't afford a maid, so I have to do all the housework. And then your family gets home and you're pissed off because you did all the work and it's going to be there again tomorrow.
Yes.
You know? And so my thing is like, well, if I did give myself permission to have that, then I could actually work more focus and I'd probably generate way more money by having that focus time than by scrubbing a toilet. And yes. I wouldn't be upset with people. And so just little things like that. And also just to give myself permission to put my health first, you know, it's like I was running around, whether it was for my husband or my kids or for the Campbell group or chicken soup and kind of burning the wick at both ends until I got to a point where I went, you know what? I can't do this. Like I have to take care of me first. So if that means that I get to get a gym membership or I'm going to go to a spa for a week. I mean, when I first kind of really embrace this concept, I went to a place called the Optimum Health Institute, which I think you're aware of down in San Diego, for 2 weeks and literally just meditated and exercised and drank green juice and got massages and you name it. And it was a game changer. It was so weird, Tony, for me to walk away from my company and literally take those. It actually took a couple months off after I went down for 2 weeks because I realized I hadn't done anything like that for me. And it had been like 27 years that I'd been running the company and now it's 31. And so to give myself permission to like schedule in that time for me in my calendar and say no to things on Mondays and say no to things on Fridays and do all my main focus work on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, learning how to say no, giving yourself permission to say no, and it's not against you, it's for me. Mm-hmm. You know, so often as women, we overcommit and then we get frustrated, we get burned out, we get stressed out. And especially with everything that's going on right now and being home and having extra kids at home. I mean, who would have known that I would have two grown men at home at this stage of my life? I was thinking, wait a second, this is not right. Not the right time to downsize into my smaller house, you know? If I had known COVID was coming, I would have kept the big one. So that's really been my passion and I get it. You know, I get that and we teach, and I know you know this, but we teach a very simple equation, you know, called E plus R equals O, and the E stands for events. And so every event in our life, whether it's the time our alarm clock goes off or the event where our husband gets home from work and he's in a bad mood because there's traffic, or the event that we went to a party and we were on a diet but we ate the chocolate cake anyway, or whatever it might be, you know, those are all responses that we get. Those are the events, right? Those things. Eating the chocolate cake is a response. When my husband comes home in a bad mood, I can say, wow, honey, you know, how are you? And it sounds like you had a bad day. Or I can say, oh, you think that's bad? You should hear what I have to, you know, and I can, like my mom would call that a pissing contest, right?
Yeah.
And so those responses that, we choose. And once we get that for every single event that happens in our life, COVID, whatever, we absolutely have, if we have the awareness that we have choice, permission to choose what is right for us. And typically we'll have a much better outcome from choosing our responses. And before permission granted, I had a lot of knee-jerk reactions. So my R's were more reactive and then they were embarrassing. And so by giving myself permission to do the work, I was able to it forced me to implement it in my own life, which then allowed me to teach it to others. And so it's when we say, no, you know what? I can go away for a week. The world will not melt down and I can come back 5 or 7 pounds lighter and full of energy and rested and all those different things. But we have been so conditioned to not do that, that it's, you know, it's terrible. And we all know it intellectually, but in order to really build the confidence we need over time, we need to be looking at what do we want and what are our goals and what actions will we take on those things. And then having a group of other women around us to support each other, to cheer each other on. I mean, you and I have been in groups together now for a couple of years. And mm-hmm. it's like, if someone has an issue, then it's all hands on deck, right? Mm-hmm. And we're all supporting that person. And I think for so long, we were supporting more of the men's world in a way. Mm-hmm. And then again, getting passive aggressive about it, but not ever really saying what it was that we wanted, not asking for what we needed. And so as much as I'd love to put it all on the men and say, it's your fault, that's an irresponsible way. That's not taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. In order for me to make change, I had to be the one to change how I was responding to everything in my life. And once I did that, and even the response of standing up for myself saying, you know what, this kind of interaction doesn't work for me anymore, but really owning it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how even my husband changed. You know, it's like, wow, she's not going off the handle, not being irrational. She's saying, this isn't working. We need to have a different conversation. Mm-hmm. And so it really, that equation alone has affected my life on so many levels. And I think for a lot of women too, over this last year, they've just had such great results with this, just knowing mm-hmm. that they're being challenged to take those actions, to ask for help, to decide what they want and different things like that. So it's been a fun journey. I love it.
And it's a great support. I mean, I remember when I first got introduced to you, for me, it was always Jack. I knew Jack, you know, for years and years, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years. And I was familiar with his material. And eventually I went to be a volunteer. And that's when I met you. I don't know if you remember back. It was so long ago. And I'm like, who's that woman? You know, I didn't know, because for me, it's like Jack did Chicken Soup for the Soul. You know, I didn't know there was you. You know, because like you say, you were behind the scenes. But then I got to know you, and then I participated in a mastermind group with you, and I just learned so much. And I'm like, wow, this woman is amazing. And it's just bringing more women together to support each other. And she's telling me it is okay to say no. It is okay to say, hey, I'm here. You know, I don't have to be behind the scenes. It's okay that I can do a video and I don't have to look perfect. That was the other thing that helped me a lot from you. It's like, I don't have to look perfect. I don't have to be skinny. I don't have to have the makeup on. And I mean, it's all that's great and all, but it's okay to just show up and be you. And that was one of the greatest gifts that I got from you. It's like, I can be me and it's okay. Whatever that me looks like. And it made life so much easy. You know, I can show up wherever I go to meetings or my business and just be me. And also that support that you bring with all these, bringing women together, is like, before you, I mostly had men friends because I was an entrepreneur. I was in IT. I'm an engineer. These are the quote unquote successful people. And I had to be like a man. I had to be very assertive and hard, and not to think. And I'm sorry, it was all about thinking, not feeling, and just adapt. I manage older men all the time. And so it was, that was my life. And then until you showed up and you taught us all of that, it's like, oh, I can have friends that are women, and it's, and they're like me. And when I need them, they're there. And it doesn't matter where they are. That's another thing. It's like, they're not here in San Diego with me. They're all over the country. And I can pick up the phone and call you or call Marilyn when I'm having a meltdown. And you know, and it's a great feeling. So I am glad that you showed up and that you stood up and said, here I am. And you brought this like wonderful program for all of us to accept who we are and just, you know, show up. And it's wonderful. So I really thank you. You made a huge difference in my life. And I know you're making a huge difference in a lot of women's lives. So it's amazing.
Well, thanks. I mean, for me, I think it was just giving myself permission to be really authentic and transparent. I mean, I've always been authentic, but just being me, like I've screwed up. I've been a crazy lady. I've done all kinds of dumb things, you know, and I think that there's no such thing as perfect. And so the more that we're able to share our own war stories. You know, when I first started Chicken Soup, I got pregnant like right when the book started to take off. And so my husband's first thought was, when are you going to quit your job and stay home? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I've just spent 5 years trying to sell this silly book with 101 stories and everybody thinks I'm a nut job. There's no way I'm staying home. Are you nuts? And so even that, and then having to raise a family and to have help and ask to, you know, and hire a nanny and and create all, have all those feelings about guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. And I should be at home when I'm at work, and when I'm at work, I feel like I should be at home. And I mean, it's felt so scattered all the time. And you know, when I joke, I'm like, I just need to give myself permission to be high maintenance, you know, because the women that are just like, no, this is what I want. This is the way it's going to be. This is what I'm going to do. It just happens. Right. And so I was my biggest like roadblock and my own worst enemy. And so, and it was a struggle for years. Mm-hmm. And I finally got to a point where I thought, I can't do this anymore. I have to give myself permission to be present. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I was on a private plane flying to a book show, and I was feeling guilty that I wasn't at home. And I was young, and I had a New York Times bestselling book. It was selling, I think I sold 300,000 books the first quarter. And I wasn't even celebrating my success because I wasn't present. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I thought, you know what? I have to make a choice here. And if I can choose to be completely present wherever I am in the moment, doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes or 5 hours. You know, it's if I'm with my kids when I get home and we have a great dinner and I get to talk to them and help them with their homework, it's a much more quality time mm-hmm. than me saying, could you please put down the toilet seat or, you know, whatever it is, right? And so that was a huge one for me. And that's why I love even working with my own team at the Canpo Group, because I'm always pushing them to what's next for you. Mm-hmm. You know, there is the company, that's great, but what do you want personally? And as a leader, it's really important for women that have been through it to champion other women on. Mm-hmm. I didn't have women to say, I've been here where you are. Mm-hmm. I know how to do this, because we're kind of the first generation to really mm-hmm. be that. And I was much more of a visionary and like not your typical, I couldn't work for someone. I really was an entrepreneur by heart from the time I was born, I'm sure. And so being teamed up, you know, getting teamed up with Jack the way we did really worked out well, because I had different strengths than he had. And, mm-hmm. and I got to learn so much over time. And that was a big decision too, even giving myself permission to say yes to a job when my parents were saying, you can't work for that guy. He's a hippie. What are you going to do with him? That's so woo-woo. You know, we raised you to get a real job. And, you know, and I had to give myself permission to listen to my intuition. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank God I did. I mean, it was a total game changer. I mean, 31 years of amazingness and traveling around the world and writing books and working with one of the smartest mentors and teachers in the world. And I remember saying to my dad, well, the worst case scenario is I'll get a Harvard education for free. And so I really do believe I did. Mm-hmm. And so it's going deeper within yourself and knowing that, you know, it's a hard thing to start. When mm-hmm. I first started to take action, I started run women's retreats or different things like that. I was scared to death. I literally was, because I always had Jack as this like example. And I was trying to measure up to a guy who had already been running programs and doing things like that for like 30 years mm-hmm. and was a natural teacher. He got his degree in education, you know, in Chinese history, go figure. That one, well, who knows, but I do think it's really important for us to really, you know, take that responsibility. And I was really turned off by that when people say, well, are you taking 100% responsibility? I think, you know what, are you kidding me? I'm running a company, a family, you know, another business over here. I've got two little kids running around. I go from one chicken coop to the other. It's insanity. But what I didn't really fully embrace that concept of E plus R equals O. Mm-hmm. And once I realized like every response that I intentionally chose could absolutely change my outcomes on every level. Mm-hmm. And so choosing to ask for what I want, choosing to say no, choosing to take time off for myself, choosing to say I can't go to work tomorrow because my son has a field trip and I want to be on it. Mm-hmm. But I had all these made up stories like, I can't do that. They need me here. Or, mm-hmm. you know, why should I write a book when I work with Jack already? I'm already part of the company. I can't write a book with him. Mm-hmm. Giving myself permission to say, hey, I want to write a book called Chicken Soup for the Surviving Soul. I mean, I went into that meeting scared to death thinking for sure my story was, he's going to tell me, why should I let you write a book? I'm already paying you. You're an employee. And had I listened to that story, that would have been my response, would have been to not do anything.
Not do it. Uh-huh.
I would have been miserable and crazy, maybe even dead. you know, because when that resentment, you know, as a doctor, is not healthy. Mm-hmm. And so having to go in and ask, and then asking again, you know, that one act of faith, that one brave thing changed everything. And so we never know when we choose for us, not against someone else, what can come out of it. Mm-hmm. And so my thing is always about if it were possible, what would it look like? Mm-hmm. And to remind people not to get stuck in your stories, not to tell yourself, because thoughts become things. Yes. And so, you know, focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. And I always say, if you're running a business, of course you have to make projections and, you know, maybe you have a minimum, a target, and outrageous, and have that plan if something goes wrong. But absolutely spend 95% of your time focused on exactly what it is that you want and getting the clarity that you need. Because when we're really, really clear, it's like nothing gets in the way. You know, if I'm clear, I'm flying to Tennessee, mm-hmm. I'm not going to get on a plane and go to Arizona. Mm-hmm. And so, and nothing derails me, you know? So it's like when we have our own plan, we can then go out and do our lives. But when we don't, and we're just sitting around sort of waiting to be seen or waiting to be acknowledged, we end up becoming part of someone else's agenda. Mm-hmm. And it's not as fun, you know? Mm-hmm. And it, again, it's not easy in the beginning. It's creating a new habit. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. And the more freedom and just like lightness you mm-hmm. experience, you know?
So if somebody wants to join your program, what is it, what do they have to do, and what can they expect from it?
If somebody wants to join my program, they can go to my website at pattyaubrey.com, and it's PattyAubrey. Lots of people put in R-E-Y, so it's mm-hmm. Aubrey.com. And there's different programs there. I run mastermind groups, and I have the permission granted program. And I have another program for just a program called Women Who Want More. So there's lots of different ways, but my main offer typically is really creating programs that serve women to be the support that they need to get from where they are to where they want to be, and to do it with grace and support and all the other stuff that comes along with it. Because, you know, whenever we're starting, especially if you're in transition, and you know, I work with a lot of women that say, you know, I raised a family and now I want to get back into the workplace, but I don't feel like I have a skill set. I'm like, well, are you sure? Because if you were the CEO of your household, you're probably a good organizer, you're a good timekeeper, you know, show up, you get things done. I mean, you've been managing the hardest little people on the planet called your kids that never want to listen to you. I just always say, how come when I'm at work, everybody listens to me? I go home and nobody listens to me. So, you know, it's like creating that mindset too, of then saying, well, if you do have a second act or a third act and you were to give yourself permission to dream, what would it look like? And then, because once you know what you want to do, then we can learn how to monetize something. So if you mm-hmm. follow a passion and you're on a purpose, you know, my purpose is to inspire women to show up and speak up because I hid for so long and I wish someone else had done that for me. And so I like to be that cheerleader. And so that's really more than anything, it's the support. And also, you know, it's nice when you have somebody else that can see parts of you that you can't see in yourself. Mm-hmm. And so we tend to focus on our weaknesses instead of looking at how to build our strengths, and then not always having to be perfect in every area, but also like who can we team up with and mm-hmm. collaborate with. So most of the programs that I run are very collaborative. Mm-hmm. And everybody gets to participate. I'm not the guru. Mm-hmm. I'm the guru maker. I'm supposed to help you become that. You know, that's been my thing. That's what I did my whole life before I even knew I was doing it. I was saying, come on, Jack, you can do this. I know it's a crazy idea, but we can do it. We can do it. You know, and he's much more logical. Like, are you sure? And so, you know, I went kind of from cheerleading him to cheerleading mm-hmm. more women in my life, which has been pretty cool.
And I love it because I'm part of the group and I'm joined at the hip and I don't want to let it go. It's an amazing, amazing program. So I love it. So Patty, right now we're going through a difficult time, all of us, with this COVID and we're stuck at home. What is one advice that you can give people that are struggling during this time?
I would really focus on what you're grateful for. And I would also really focus on your environments, because I think what's outside is also inside. Mm-hmm. So if I have a scattered brain, I might have a scattered office. And so take the time that you have now to get healthy. You know, I know we've all been drinking your teas and taking all your tinctures. And if you're not working with Dr. Tony, you should be, because it's been amazing for me.
No, thank you.
It's changed my mood. I'm less anxious. I mean, it's just awesome. And it's just the bone health tea that's changed everything for me. So I would focus on how can I take this time to go for longer walks? Mm-hmm. How can I make sure I'm standing up more? How can I make sure that I'm drinking water? How can I clean out some closets? I just spent 5 days literally cleaning out every single inch of my house because I am in it more now. And mm-hmm. it used to be, I'd just jump on the road and go away and ignore mm-hmm. the dog or the kids coming home for the weekend and leaving a mess and all that stuff. So instead, we kind of all sat down together. We made a plan. We all had different jobs, and we spent 4 days straight. I even hired someone to come in and help me, my old assistant, Jackie Book, who's amazing and just makes everything fun. Mm-hmm. Because I gave myself permission to say, I can afford to do that right now mm-hmm. because it's my sanity. So, and I feel so much better, and I know where everything is. It's crazy. It's like label maker central. So, you know, take the time to look at what we wouldn't have. Like, we have less gas prices. You know, mm-hmm. we're not spending so much money on gas. We're not breathing in smog. We're mm-hmm. seeing more animals. We're spending quality time at home with our families. Mm-hmm. We're spending more meals together. You know, there's never been a time in history in our lives that we've gotten to do this. And so it's so important to really, you know, get out that vision board and look at what you want in the rest of 2020 and the rest of 2021 and go big or go home. Mm-hmm. You know, give yourself permission to dream really big. Because if you know, it takes as much time to dream a small dream as it does a big dream. Mm-hmm. And as women, I think lots of times we do what we think is logical. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that when we were sitting around a conference table, you know, 28, 29 years ago saying, we have a goal to sell 5 million books, and no one knew who the heck we were. Mm-hmm. And there was no Facebook and no Instagram and no nothing. I thought we were all nuts. But had we not done that, our brains would have been in motion. Mm-hmm. we start to get these messages when you're in the shower or you wake up in the middle of the night, you have an idea. And so the more you start to allow yourself to dream, and don't edit your dreams before they come mm-hmm. out of your mouth. You know, state them loudly, share them with people. Let them know where you're going and where you want to go, because people love to support each other. You know, mm-hmm. my friend David Meltzer said to me at one point, what do you love the most about your job? And I said, I love helping people. And he said, how come you never ask for help? Like, you're robbing us of having that experience of loving helping you. And I went, oh, that's an interesting way to put it. So, you know, really sit back and take some time to assess this. And mm-hmm. are you where you want to be? And if not, why not? What have your R's been up until now? Mm-hmm. How have you reacted to the different areas in your life, whether it's your health or your finances or your relationships? And now that you have this awareness that you can choose a different response, you can lose that 5 pounds, or you mm-hmm. can communicate more with your spouse, or create better boundaries, whatever it is for you. I mean, it's different for everybody, but that's kind of how I'm looking at COVID.
Mm-hmm. And it is
a reality.
Yep. And it is a great opportunity. I know, I think we all have been ups and downs, and I'm with everybody. And I think it was 2 weeks ago where I just spent an entire Saturday watching Netflix. And at the end of the day, I did not feel good, by the way. I mean, I gave myself permission to just feel down and forever. But at the end of the day, it's like, oh my God, this is going to last months, and I can't spend my life, you know, even though I feel stuck in the house, stuck. And so the next day I'm like, nope, I need to figure out what to do. And I cleaned out the entire garage. Then 2 days later, I redid my backyard. I put my mask on, went to Home Depot, got some plants in, redid everything so I can have a place to get inspired and go ride or go read or whatnot. And all of a sudden, the Netflix situation turned into a positive. I love my house because it's clean and decluttered, and now I have a very nice patio that I can go out. And I took back control of my backyard because I was having issues with rattlesnakes, as you know, before. Yeah. And I'm like, but if I live there, they're going to be afraid of me, so I won't have rattlesnakes. So, you know, I took control, and I made it nice, and now I spend time there, and they don't want to come in there. So,
exactly.
Yeah. gratitude, all of perspective.
Gratitude is huge.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Patty, for joining me today. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. And if you need more information on Patty Aubrey's work, go to her website at www.pattyaubrey.com. And I'll see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.
You're listening.